years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know chicken tiki ball.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Yeah. You know, somebody asked yesterday, what is Justin saying there? I thought it was pretty clear. Maybe it's not. He goes, we were arguing that day about what kind of steak you should get. Right. And he said medium rare. And I said, no. Then he goes, Google it. That's what a professional chef would tell you. That was a funny show. A couple things. Glad you're with us today on this Friday, TGI Friday. We got a lot going on. Today in general, I'll be joining Randy Rainwater over at Hill Station at from 4 to 7. So if you're in the area, come by and hang out right there on Cavanaugh. A really cool place to hang out, to watch soccer. It's obviously all about the World Cup. It's a great outdoor venue to be. So come by and see us today. Double R. And then Roger and I will be in Mayflower tomorrow for the Clayton Homes grand opening of their facility. Right there in Mayflower, right?
Right across. On the other side, on the westbound side. Would that be westbound side? What would that be?
North side? I don't know.
That's southbound side. Is that right, Todd?
I got to figure out
where Mark coming into Little Rock, it's southbound 40.
Yeah, it's be on the north side.
South 40
side
Family of it, Market. Across on the north side is Clayton Homes. You got to take that Mayflower exit and swing back around.
We're there from 12 to 2.
That's right, 12 to 2. I think they're going to have food on the grill, yeah.
Great deals, $500 if you buy one of the new homes.
For sure.
All right, listen, we got a packed show. A lot of folks jumping on with us to share their wisdom. First, we'll start with Heather Baker.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you, HB.
Well, I had to be the designated award picker-upper. It was an amazing event last night. Over 500 people there. You've almost outgrown that spot. I had to park basically in Texas, Roger, last night to get to find a parking place.
Yeah, I talked to Heather yesterday myself coming back from Houston, and to hear the crowd that she was that she could have had, and then to have to add another couple hundred people.
Yeah, how many categories, like best of, do you do, Heather? It's a large number, I know.
Yeah, there's around 600. There's about 1,800 people that placed.
Yeah, that could come.
I think we were closer to about 600 people last night. So we ended up, after RSVPs were over, we ended up turning away over 100 people, David. So next year, people are going to have to RSVP on time.
We saw, you know, Dwayne Duncan was doing all the photographs. Of course, our buddy Jeff Allen down the hall was there getting his award. I picked up the Scoops Best Ice Cream in Arkansas award for the Hatchers. Mark Carter, we did the Man Cave deal at his house a few days ago. Met this young man, Jacob Flores, who was the musician of the year, and he's over in Hot Springs.
He's a live artist.
Yeah,
so talented.
Yeah, great guy, and just saw a lot of people we know. Roger, of course, we saw the Oaklawn crew, Chris O, Vanessa Jones, and others. I think they won 5 awards, including the Mainline Sports Bar for best place for trivia.
Fantastic!
So I have an idea next year, Roger, because we'll have it on a Thursday, you could have your own trivia segment at the party since Oaklawn's already there representing. You could just perform trivia at the party.
I can do it.
I think you've got to. Heather, I was going to say, Heather, I think Heather may have to find a different venue. There's not many. As a guy who does events, too, I've seen there are not a lot of places. To do that kind of event, sometimes you don't want to go in a ballroom. It's just boring and stuffy.
Well, you got to be centrally located.
And then that place last night, the Rusty Tractor. Is it Rusty Tractor? Is that the name of it, Heather?
Yes, Rusty Tractor. Uh-huh.
It's a cool place, but it just, they've maxed it out. And you had fire play last night, fire play going on.
What was going on there?
Eaters, but she was swinging them around. Dwayne Hebb does.
The Arcus Circus, they were there. We had Stilt Walkers. We have circus performers, and then the fire play, and then we Bad Habit band was set up outside playing a full, full setup performance going on. Pasta Grill catered the whole thing from a full blown meal, and then we had the incredible staff. Thank you so much to the bartenders and staff, because that's a lot of people to deal with at Rusty's Tractor. Wow. They did an incredible job. Waiting on everybody.
I will give you credit, and smart business. If you you don't have to take, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see, you know, people love winning and they love being able to. And one of the things you said last night, your magazines are not gotcha magazines. You're never going to be a gotcha magazine. And you could if you wanted to. You could write a hit piece and be negative. That's just not your vibe. That's not what you do. You want to promote the state. And seeing that last night, people are excited. They come in and they hang those on their walls. And
everybody likes a pat on the back.
That's right. They like to be called the vote of the
peers
best.
As well. Yeah,
and people take advantage of it. So, you created quite the event there.
Very good. And I was honored to be to win and be among the other cats that do the trivia.
Cats, he said cats.
And that's right, because that's what we call it in the biz. Yeah. It's the cats and the dudes, but to be a part of that, dude, I'm sorry I couldn't make it there, but...
Well, the show must go on is what it... We almost tried to do, Heather, we were going to do a live Facebook Live
via
Connect.
Satellite.
I will be accepting, I'm over, if you see those actors that win the Academy Awards.
I'm
and
sorry I couldn't be here.
I'm filming,
I'm on location right now. Yeah.
What do we need to know about this weekend? A lot of, we're doing a lot of World Cup watching around town, Hill Station, rather, and then, of course, Dugan's as well. And besides that, what do we need to know about, Heather?
So we've obviously got the Miss Arkansas pageant going on.
Yes.
That's going to be,
downtown.
The crowning is going to be going on this weekend. So we'll have to see who the new winner is of that. So congratulations to all the contestants. That is such hard work. My dear friend Lori Scott is competing in the married competition
this
and
is
watching
Arkansas.
The dedication.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So the dedication that goes into that. So congratulations to all of those. The parents are the winners. Everybody's a winner in that. We have the 25th annual Corvette weekend at Hot Springs. I love me some cars. This would be a crazy event that's going to be going on. All Corvettes all around the world are going to be coming in for this. So you can check that out. Times will vary Friday and Saturday at the Hot Springs Convention Center. We talked about this at Mark's. The 2026 Bradley County Pink Tomato Festival is going on. I know Craig O'Neill will be reading his own, the poetry, kind of the spinoff of the Grinch.
Very creative. Yeah, it's the 70th year for the Tomato Festival there, so pretty impressive.
Parades, contests, live music, games, so much going on. And that's Friday and Saturday. We'll have the schedule on aymag.com. We have the Amplify Festival. I love this. I've gone to this a couple times. This is in Benton. Yeah. So this is the largest free Christian festival in the United States. We'll be going on here this weekend in Benton. So if you love that, check that out. There'll be evangelists there, all kinds of incredible performers. This is the free fishing weekend. So you can get out, whether you have your license or not, get out and fish. I was talking to Wayne, and we're going to be doing some fishing stuff partnering up with Jim Harris and some of the guys that are on the buzz, just because you'll do such a great job with outdoors in Arkansas. But we love that. But we're going to be talking about everything fishing, and this is a great weekend to get out and do this. You can do this in Lone Oak, Centerton, Corning, Hot Springs are the locations for this. Well, it's going on Friday all the way through Sunday. We also have the Arkansas Big Boy Toys Expo at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. So if you love big toys, custom vehicles, boats, outdoor gear, this is the place to go. They're going to have $2,500 in prizes. This is going on Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock again at the fairgrounds. And then farmers markets. I love organic. I love buying Arkansas products.
Ding, ding, ding.
There are so many around the state of Arkansas, and we're going to have the entire list, but there's Little Rock. I don't care what town you're in. If you're in Fort Smith, if you're in Bentonville, if you're in El Dorado, there is a farmer's market going on, so you can check out one of those. We also have the Saline County Comic Expo in Benton Event Center. So this is a one-of-a-kind event that's going to bring the comics, the toys, and small screen together. Day tickets will be $20, and this is Saturday and Sunday. We also have the North Little Rock Trading Card Show. And we were talking about this at Mark's as well. Sidney Moncrief will be there. Arkansas legend Sidney Moncrief, Ron Brewer, Martin Delf, and also Daryl Walther will be there signing cards. Wow. So if you want to get some vintage modern sports cars that will be going on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have the entire list of everything sports, everything music, and all of it. I'll actually be in Bentonville, and the reopening of Crystal Bridges is going on. We've got the new opening of the Compton Hotel up there. That's the Walton Hotel. We've got the Poultry Festival going on in Rogers, which Arkansas Money and Politics is a proud presenting sponsor for. So lots of stuff going on in Northwest Arkansas as well.
Roger, we will have a tradition. We'll continue, hopefully, our tradition of having Miss Arkansas on our show either Monday or Tuesday. Monday, we're going to be at Summerwood, right?
Summerwood Partners. That's where we're going to be.
Monday.
Referee clinic going on.
That's right. So we'll either get her there, coming by there, or get her Tuesday. Our buddy Chris Kane is the MC of that event. So I've been doing that for quite a while. Well, Heather, you guys have a safe trip up to Northwest Arkansas. Congratulations on the big event again last night. Well done.
Heather. Thank you. Thank you, AY Magazine. Heather.
And we'll talk to you next week. Be careful.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Heather Baker. Everybody was all prettied up last night, the ladies and the guys.
You got a sport coat?
Yeah, it was hot outside. You know, part of that venue's part of it's outside, part of it's inside. So
it's so hot and my killing me.
If you want to be a part of the show, let's go ahead, Todd, if you can, check in with the Zippy there. We'll check and see what's happening over the Zipster at Fletcher. Yeah. Don't forget now, coming up in about 15, 20 minutes now, Roger's going to play the song Beer Time by Justin Moore. It's the Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. So, by the way, if you've got a problem like our buddy Christian Weaver, you got a leak somewhere, whatever, a fire, they will take care of you. That's Ben Shields and his gang, and they'll, if you've got a problem, they'll step in and help you recover.
And boy, when you have that problem, it is it's just a horrible thing to have. You don't know what you're going to do, how much you're going to be charged. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg and all that. It sure does. Make it easy when you have people that know what they're doing and know they're going to put your fears direct.
Yeah, rainbowrestores.com is the website.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's really easy. All you got to do, we love for you to sing the rest of the lyric, but when Roger stops, you either got to say the lyric, finish the lyric, or you have to sing it. So we'll do that after 7:30.
It sounds a little something like this. I'm going to stop that music, and you're going to pick up right where it is. Prize for you is what we're going
to
do.
Roger, if you had to say that you were going to watch one, you're going to watch 5 minutes of any sporting event this weekend. We've mentioned them. You got World Cup of Soccer, College World Series. You got the NBA. You got the Stanley Cup. By the way, WNBA, and our girl Bree Ellis, I did not realize it, Roger. You know, she was the player of the year last year. We had her every week.
Right, right.
She did not have a great year with the Talons. I think it's the Utah Talons. I just heard she just played in her third game. She just hit her second home run in three games.
Okay.
And I heard the broadcaster go, she's already doubled her home run output from the year before. So she, I don't know what happened last year. Yeah.
First year jitters.
Yeah. We need to get her on the show. Sure. I'm going to give her a few more days to, you know, but she's off to a fast start at a home
competition,
run.
Competition, you know.
Maybe so. Yeah. Her first pitch this year, she knocked it out of the park and she's out there in Utah, but I did not realize that she had struggled from a power standpoint. I don't know what her average was.
Right. We just assume that she's so good, it's always going to happen.
That's right.
But a champion comes back, right?
That's exactly right. And she's, and also too, in addition to her, we'll talk with RJ working on some interesting things with Ella McDowell, maybe coming to Central Arkansas.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. You know, we got to get those folks up there. A lot of those girls, they don't know that they don't know much about Central Arkansas. You get up there and you're in your own little world. And I tried to learn when I was an athlete myself, I didn't understand the dynamics and the geography that much. I mean, I could look at it and see, but I didn't know that, hey, the Little Rock was the biggest population base in the state.
Well, back when you were in school up there, they didn't have as many cities in the state.
Zippy, we're trying to call you, buddy. Got to pick up.
Well, good. That'll be cool. Because we had Ella on when RJ was on here last week. Maybe not last week, but... we had Ella on. I think we talked with her about it. And no, RJ was on. Let me get that right. I think RJ was on when we had her. And she had made that point that she was not familiar with any of that stuff. She wasn't familiar.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, it was the first time she was up in Fayetteville. She's just getting used to that up there.
Yeah. Know? So, again, that's why I always tell, you know, hey, we're trying to help you out. You know, this is something that you can do that will help you out. Maybe if you want to come back when you're older and maybe do business work, maybe do camps again, that we can...
We can certainly do that. So anyway,
we've been trying to get Pat Bradley to do that for 20 years.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Come on, Pat.
Come on.
Come on, Pat.
You know what? Make a little money is one thing, Pat. But you know, there's some Utes down here that could use your specialty.
That's exactly
You're
right,
the shooter,
Roger.
Shooter, dude.
A couple birthdays today we'll get to here a little bit later. George Walker Bush, Herbert Walker Bush.
George Herbert. Yeah. All right, I had a trivia question.
When I think of him, you know what I think of? I think of Dana Carvey.
Of course.
What would Dana Carvey say about George H? He would go,
points of light.
There's one little phrase he would say. I had it this morning when I was thinking about it. I forgot.
What was his phrase, Todd? What was Dana Carvey's phrase? I got a trivia question for you. Did it last night. You ready?
Yeah.
I already told you what it was, but he is the closest president. The most recent president to be in combat. We know he's in combat.
He was in combat.
He was in combat before that. And what branch of the service was he in?
I don't know. No, Navy. I'll say Navy.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that right?
Oh. Ding yourself, bro. Ding yourself. Very good.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. Zippy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Chris Zender over at Fletcher. I do want to apologize for those who missed it the other day. Over the years, that we're so honored to be able to drive the Fletcher fleet. I traded out for a new Grand Cherokee, which these Cherokees drive so good. I mean, it's amazing, so well. And I left my weapon again. Uh-huh. I've done pretty good about that, Zippy, the last few years, you know?
I agree. You've left some things, but you hadn't left that. But, we got it safe and secure for you.
Yeah, thank you. Tyler Landrum took care of me, and I was actually calling him back about something. He was calling me. He goes, "Hey man, you left something." I said, "No, I
you
did
get
not.
A hothead when you leave that something like
well,
that."
Well, remember it used to be that or lotion. A big bottle of lotion.
I was just letting people on the inside.
I told Tyler. I said, "Be careful." I said, "That thing's loaded." He goes, "David, it's not the first time you've done this." So, you guys are very patient with us, Chris. But we're very honored to drive y'all's vehicles. What's happening this weekend that we need to know at Fletcher?
Well, we still got from the manufacturer a ton of 0%. You don't have to have perfect credit to get that, and you can save a ton of money on your payment. You got 90 days the first payment. A lot of these new vehicles, we've got a ton of pre-owned vehicles in recently, and Frank's big on getting these things to the service, making sure they're good cars,
right,
and then making sure you have some type of warranty before you go home, so you got some peace of mind, and if something ever happens, we got you covered. But the biggest thing on these Rams, I still got the 0%. I got 2.9. I've got 84 at 4.9. With all the big discounts, you can really get a really good payment. And then we got to grow a Cherokees in. That's the new hybrids. You don't plug it in. You just put gas in it. But you got 39 miles to a gallon in those. So if you're looking for a gas saver SUV, come out and see them. It's a brand new product that just came out. It's got a really good warranty behind it. And come test drive one. Let's see electronics and really move your gas mileage game up.
Zippy, you're the best, buddy. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Sell a lot of cars, and they will take care of you out there at Fletcher. Guaranteed. You're gonna have a great buying experience out there. And if not, you can call us and let us know. That's why we don't get any calls, because you guys always take care of the customer. Yeah, so sure. Have a great weekend. Sell a lot of cars, Zippy.
Thanks, Zip.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one, too.
You too. Roger, on this day in 1981, you can make the argument the greatest adventure movie of all time was released. Would you like to know what it is?
I would like to tell you what it is, David, if I could.
Well, he looks for that. Also, too, did you see Coach Cal on one of the local? He was just saying everybody's talking to him about that game the other night. He's hanging out with Adam Sandler. I mean, he's a rock star.
You see the selfies and all
the selfies with Sandler? He took them.
Selfies.
He's no dummy. He's always promoting.
That's
all right, you
right.
Got it right.
There's a big snake in the plains, huh? Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie. I hate snakes, huh? I hate him! Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
Do we need the monkey, huh?
I'm surprised at you, Jones, talking that way about our baby. He's got your looks, too.
And your brain.
If you go back and watch that movie today,
yep.
I'm just telling you, it's just as fun to
Agreed.
Me
Agreed.
As it was when it came out in 19...
It's not dated. today.
No, and it, you know, he sort of, you know, Spielberg took that whole genre from as a kid growing up, going to the matinees and watching that. And it's just a fun movie, man. And of course, you know, as they go on, there's a couple more movies, the Indiana Jones movie, but that first one is so darn good.
I think the second one with a Short Round.
Yeah.
Cover your heart, Indy, cover your heart. I think that blew.
Yeah, it was, it just was, is there another movie outside that, that when you think of fun adventure movie, like, is there anything that comes close to that? I can't think. Sure Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future, those kind of things.
Fun. Yeah, those are fun. Well, that's based on true story, but the, I'm trying to think of adventure. No, Raiders of the Lost Ark does it, that's for sure.
It's also, Roger, this is the anniversary on this day, 1994. I'll never forget it. The bodies of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were discovered, and everybody starts going, uh-oh, what?
Do you believe in heaven and hell?
Yes.
Do you believe that you're going to see Nicole someday?
Yes, I do.
You do?
And my mother, my dad, I surely do.
And what will you say to her?
Hey, you know, I haven't thought of that. I would hug her. She, you know, if they're in, there's a heaven, there's a hell. They know.
Shut up, OJ.
I don't have to explain anything.
Quit talking.
They know. That's what heaven and hell is all about.
That whole thing.
It gets worse.
Yeah, it's just, you know, oh my gosh. We thought, you know, we're surely, wow, that's terrible. I know OJ's upset. Now, it's the next thing you know, you see that white Bronco. What? Wait a minute. Could this really be the situation? Why? It put the country, that was such a crazy journey watching the court trial every morning, you know.
It broke that Chase broke into basketball.
Sure did.
Which is what's going on.
Sure
right
did.
Now.
The Roger, it was NBA Finals. Who was in the finals? Is that the Trailblazers? Who was it? Todd, do you know that one?
1994 would have been Knicks and Rockets.
Look at you, man. I think now you say the Rockets sounds familiar. Do you remember where you were when it was?
I know exactly.
Where were you?
I was at home and going down the hall of the house and. On one of the TVs that was the ball game was on, and I caught it, and it broke in.
What was the name of the restaurant? If you go down the end of 630, it's right there at the end next to the hotel. It used to be the Holiday Inn. Used to date a girl who worked there. And I remember, Roger, I was at the bar, and I looked up, and because I've been watching the NBA game. I look up, and I see this white Bronco. I go, what are you guys doing? They go, man, everybody's breaking in. I said, what's happened? It's OJ.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my, the whole country turned into that.
Oh,
all right.
From that point on, Judge Ito.
Yeah, right. We learned that all the characters in that whole saga.
I still see Rob Kardashian when that
when he's looking
and he's going,
oh, my, I can't believe it.
I gotta try to hold it in because I can't believe,
I can't
this
believe
thing
it.
Going on.
Yeah. All right, do not go away. We gotta come back. Gotta play a little Finish the Lyric now. I need a brave soul to sing a little Justin Moore Beer Town when we come back. So don't go away.
Arkansas' Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Travelers won for the seventh time in their last nine games Thursday with a 6-2 victory over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at Dickey Stevens Park. Lazaro Montes got the party started for the Travs with a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first inning. JT Arruda added a solo shot in the second that made it 4-0. A bases-loaded walk to Hunter Fitzgerald and a wild pitch that scored Sammy Ciani in the sixth gave the Travs a 6-0 lead. Spencer Nivens accounted for both Naturals runs with a solo home run in the seventh and an RBI double in the ninth. The Travs and Naturals continue their series at 7:05 tonight on 106.7 Buzz 2. Sticking with baseball, the College World Series gets underway today in Omaha. West Virginia takes on Troy at 1 o'clock. North Carolina takes on Ole Miss at 6. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Off and on showers possible this morning for your morning commute. Could be some pockets of moderate to heavy rain, but not everyone is going to see rain this morning as it will be fairly scattered, and we should be drier for the second half of your Friday. A lot of Saturday is going to be dry, but another chance for showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night and into Sunday morning. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Friday on The Zone, we are at Dugan's Pub downtown, kicking off World Cup soccer coverage, kicking off the big block party downtown. We're getting ready for U.S. and Paraguay later on Friday. So come out and enjoy great food, great drinks, and great sports talk at Dugan's Pub for The Zone on Friday. We'll have Zone Rewind, of course. I think I know there's going to be a specific open that's going to play on The Zone Rewind. And What's on Tap, presented by Flyaway Brewery. It's all in The Zone on Friday, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available in Arkansas. USA fans, this one's for you. FanDuel is dropping a USA Super Boost for the matchup against Paraguay in one of the most exciting offers we've seen yet. Right now, all customers can win up to $25 if the USA records one or more shots in the match. That's right, just one shot, not one goal, not multiple shots, just one shot from the USA gets it done. Seriously, it's that simple. With a team loaded with attacking talent, you'll be on the edge of your seat from the opening whistle, knowing that one moment could be all it takes to cash in. This is one of our biggest super boosts yet, and it's available for a limited time before kickoff. So get in on this huge super boost and make every minute of the match even more exciting. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Only on FanDuel. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max wager $25. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah! Woo! Is this the Roger version?
No, it's the real thing. It's the real thing.
We should play the Roger version. He's playing tomorrow night, right? So is Beck Arena?
I like your version.
I do too.
Well, I don't miss as much if it happens on the dance hall floor.
You a little hip, a little thrust, you a little pelvic thrust there, Roger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You better watch it.
Well, hello, TROUBLE.
Come on, Todd. Come on,
na, 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 na. Tell me what in the world you're doing here. Oh, and he.
Come on, na, 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 na.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Yeah. All right.
Come on. I was a little bitty baby when my papa hit the skids. Mama had a time trying to raise 9 kids. She told me not to stare because it was important life. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. Mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U.
Little Travis Tritt. Yeah, I think he played at Simmons Bank Arena either this weekend or sometime coming up. I know he was over at Oaklawn last year. Roger, as before we play Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restores, Rainbow Restoration.
Right, right.
We mentioned a minute ago that it was George H. Walker Bush's birthday. I think it's right. George H. W. Bush.
Right, right, right.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah, and so Dana Carvey, now all of our listeners started texting us what he did.
I hadn't seen it.
I'm going to let Todd Pierce, during the break, Todd Pierce came in and did his own imitation, Dana Carvey doing George Bush. Go ahead, if you would, Todd.
Not prudent at this juncture.
Wow. And then what was the reference to?
What was that in reference to? I think it was in reference to, was it about was not, it ra- raising not gonna raise taxes? Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it.
And Dana Carvey did a great job with that.
Oh, you know, well, absolutely.
All right, let's hit the open there, Roger. We need a contestant. We need a contestant.
Any contestant to play.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Yeah. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
All right. Don't be shy. 661-1037. All you got to do is Google this song, Beer Time, and when Roger stopped it, and you're going to win something.
Bird Dog just had her puppies, that's $100 cash.
That is a Justin Moore song, man.
So hillbilly. Struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot in the muffler shop the rest.
Brian Duke!
But daddy and mama's going to have to wait. I got an empty ice chest for since.
All right, so that's all you got to do. Now, I'm telling you what we're going to do, Roger. We're going to contact Steve Qualls, a design lab, and we're going to go, Steve, because you know Justin's taking some time away. Mm-hmm. We're going to honor the winner today with a Morning Mayhem T-shirt. So, if you get this right, Morning Mayhem T-shirts.
Do you know that you have just given someone? Let me tell you something. For Father's Day, there is no better gift.
661-1037. And we'll visit with Steve Qualls, our NASCAR
correspondent,
contributor, both, in the 9 o'clock hour.
Wanna get a beer time? Got a big dog time.
I'm sorry.
I know I don't do it. Maybe I have to do it. Wanna be hog time talking about football?
We were talking today that we need a contestant. We talked about today that Roger, I'll be hanging out with Double R. Yeah. Can you imagine me and Double R trying to talk any soccer? We're not going to do it,
DB.
In other words, if we do it, Roger, we're not going to do it. We're going to get the people there.
Soccer, pitch, football.
At Hill Station to be able to do it. Which would you, let me ask
Happy
you
Happy birthday, Care.
Which is if you don't like soccer and you don't like hockey, which if you had to pick one, you had to watch between the two.
Well, I could get some sun watching soccer, so I could just lay out there, get a little vitamin D. It's cold.
It's completely opposite now. It's completely opposite, right?
Dude, you know, when we go to those hockey games and I'm still walking, I had no idea how come. I'm thinking, why didn't anybody else go in the concession stand while the game's going on?
Yes.
Nobody moves while the game's going on, idiot, so you don't get hit in the head.
All right, here we go. Let's do a finishing lyric here. By the way, too, the World College Series, Troy versus West Virginia, College World Series, rather, 1 o'clock for Troy, West Virginia, right. 6 o'clock for Ole Miss, North Carolina today. All right, Ken, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
If you get this, this is a shirt courtesy of Design Lab in Hot Springs and Steve Qualls. If you get this right, this is easy win situation.
Are you a Justin Moore fan, Ken? So you know the song?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good.
Well, no, sir.
Then when I stop it, my friend, here's...
yes.
You're going to know it. You're going to be just fine. If you haven't already, Google. When I stop it, you start singing right where I left off. If you don't get it the first time, I'll do it a second time at the same time. Here we go.
The
bird dog just had her puppies. That's $100 cash apiece.
Come on.
This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks.
Woo!
I owe my daddy that 50 spot in the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. I got an empty ice chest.
Boys, it's beer time. It's old time dry headed to the country line. For something cold, I need a 20-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back, find a deep mud hole. I got my baby, some rowdy friends of mine. It's beer time. Beer time.
Yes, kid, out of boy.
I tell you what.
Good job, kid. I couldn't tell
the difference.
Thank you, sir.
I couldn't either. I thought Justin Moore kept
singing.
I'm
going to suck on you, Ken Moore. Wait a minute. That's an appliance.
Mark the tape.
Mark the tape.
Oh, very good.
My friend, you have just been awarded.
Outstanding.
The most coveted, highly sought after Morning Mayhem T-shirt. Compliments of Design Lab, Steve Qualls et al., and the crew at Morning Mayhem.
Yeah, good job.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Basil.
Appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, Ken. Do want to thank also to Rainbow Restoration. Go to rainbowrestorers.com. Ben and his family and all his staff will take good care of you. Never is fun to have a problem with your house. Our buddy Christian Weaver is dealing with that now. So thanks to a Rainbow Restoration. All right, Todd will take care of Ken. Roger, we have to do the Hulk's Homes movie review. Got to do that a little bit later on Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. I'll be doing that because I've watched it about 30 times.
Right,
so.
And I my TV went out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reviewing that. It's one of my favorites. Roger,
let me take that back. No, it didn't. I don't want to jinx myself, and that happened right there. So I just didn't watch it. I got too busy and forgot all about it, so I apologize. I don't want to jinx
myself. We always like here, because we have the King of All Trivia on our show, like to educate our audience, and that's you out there, that we appreciate you listening, and that you can also take information and share it maybe at your work environment. Like, for example, today we talked about 45 years ago, Raiders of the Lost Ark came out. We also found out that this was the day in 1987, Roger, that Ronald Reagan said the famous phrase to Mr. Gorbachev. What did he tell him to do?
Tear down that wall.
Dang straight he did. That was so, at that time, that was pretty,
was huge.
And Kennedy had been there before, right, and said what? What did he say, the German phrase that Kennedy said?
Well, he was in Germany.
That's what I said.
That was Berlin.
What did he say?
Ich nein Berliner.
Very nice. Also, Roger, it was on this day 63 years ago, a civil rights leader was assassinated. Do you remember who it was? Made a movie about it.
What year?
1963.
That's Medgar Evers.
Medgar Evers, yeah. And they made the movie about Ghost of Mississippi.
Yeah, man, it's good.
With Alec Baldwin. It's a great movie,
Roger.
Well,
you know what? If nothing else, it educated you to know that there was always somebody first. And Medgar Evers was the guy.
Yes. Also, Roger, on this day 35 years ago, what team won their first NBA championship by beating the Lakers 4-1, 1991. Todd, if you want to participate in this, if you want to help Roger out, you can.
That's the Bulls.
You didn't even need any help from Todd.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were trying to trick old boy up or not. I don't even know.
Todd, this is for you. I expect you to get this one.
Todd,
now.
Hey, listen, get me a shirt from Steve Qualls, would you please?
87 years ago, Todd Pierce, 1939, Baseball Hall of Fame open in Cooperstown. I would like to go there, Roger.
I don't know why we might.
Maybe we just decide to do this summer. Maybe summer of adventure.
That's a great idea.
I've never been myself either.
We've been in the NFL Hall of Fame, and it's pretty cool, but I've heard Cooperstown's better.
Well, Cooperstown, listen, yeah.
So here we go, Todd. Name me the first three players inducted in 1939 in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York.
Easy.
Babe Ruth.
Well, that's one. Think of the big names, the biggest names, the biggest names. Controversial.
Shoeless Joe?
Ah, no.
No, he's still not there.
No, that's true.
Come on, I'll give you a hint. Corn on the...
Ty Cobb.
You pulled that one out.
And the last one, Todd, I expect you to guess it. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to like this. The old password.
The password is...
Trading card.
Honus Wagner.
Thank you. Usually you can only get one word.
Right.
It would be like trading.
Yeah.
Or no, the guy we came out and say, and the password is
Honus.
Is it Honus or Onus?
Honus.
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 Did you see yesterday Kimberly over at Houston? She goes, it's Houston.
Yeah.
When I say
you just don't do it.
Can I say when I say I can't tell that I'm not saying the H. Houston Nut.
Well, let me ask you.
Did I do it there?
Say it again.
Houston Nut.
It's almost you. It's almost like
you say it. Say it.
Houston.
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 It's a breath.
It is a breath. Now, here's the other part. Do you not know?
Harold.
Do you
know? Harold.
You would say it again.
Harold.
That's your name. I know. Do you not notice that you put the letter P in the word?
You better stop it.
I'm just asking you.
You've been a bully.
I'm not being a bully. Do you not hear it when you do it?
Tell everybody what you make, the word you make fun of me about.
I don't make fun.
Say it.
Well,
say
first
it.
Of all, instead of saying Mexico. You went Mexico. Which is
I like Mexico.
It's
better.
Adorable.
Give me the word.
It's the other Todd. He puts the letter P in the word celebrity.
Say it.
Celebrity. He will go celebrity.
Celebrity.
There it is.
Did I get it right?
Do it again.
Celebrity.
Yes.
But you say I say celebrity.
You go. You just you said celebrity. I'm not. Listen. I'm well, no anything
else you want? Anything else you want to throw out there?
Oh, stop.
Are there
it.
Words out there besides that that anybody
what
else has?
What do you have a hard time saying? A lot of people have a hard time saying. Yeah. What do you have a hard time saying, Todd? No.
There could be an argument for that.
Every time you stop that, whoa, Todd. You better stop that hard dot right there,
here?
Boy.
Hold on.
Stop that, Todd. We'll get a song in there. Yeah, but it's
leave that guy right there.
Oh my God.
The Hulkster.
Oh, well, he has a hard time saying it.
What is the word? You have a hard time saying a word? Like celebrity.
Oh, there's a lot.
Houston.
What's that Asiago? What was that cheese?
I was Asiago at one point.
What do you call it?
I say Joe. I don't know.
You know what? Not all of us are perfect.
No.
If you want perfection, listen to the show after us.
Oh, no, there's no doubt there.
They'll tell you that.
Those guys are right. I'm not perfect. I'm just, there's just certain words.
Celebrity.
But listen, Fanzion.
Houston. Oh,
people beat me up
on
Fanzion. It's Fanzion.
He's been doing that as the FanDuel commercial.
I've been saying Fanzion.
People have been texting. Is he saying Fanzion?
Is he saying Fanzion? Or Fanzion?
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Got
we
RJ Hall.
Take a break. Okay, you have to tell me when we're
going. Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
Trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation. With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Transmission or driveline trouble slowing you down? Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. As an Allison Authorized Service Center, their certified technicians provide professional Allison service along with expert driveline rebuilds for heavy-duty trucks and equipment. From U-joints and carrier bearings to diagnostics and maintenance, they'll help you keep your trucks rolling. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight,
Powers gets the job done right the first time. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Lou's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 7:50.
I'll tell you a story.
Yeah. Little story. George Thorogood.
About the house when blue.
Come on. Good jam right there, Reggie. I come home on Friday.
Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Woo!
She said, that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday.
That's all.
Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went.
I'm 751. I'm looking at some of the messages on our Middleton Eat There text line. David says Jonas Wagner. Bass can't say peanuts. It sounds like penis. Stop it.
That is true.
No, stop it. RJ struggles with torn labrum. Let's see.
Well, he pronounced it right. It just didn't belong.
Wrong definition.
Right. Somebody says my wife can never say statistics.
Oh, my God.
My wife can't say Colorado.
Really?
What, she calls it Colorado.
Everybody, are you perfect got people something. Out there?
You guys remember Matt Jones used to do that?
Yes.
Matt Jones would go, every time he'd go, I'm about to go to Colorado. Where are you going?
You know what? And instead of West Virginia, he used the way, he would go Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Well, yeah. That's what he would say. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Colorado. That's good, though. That's Colorado. Good. That's
Somebody
good.
Says, fact or crap, last week's has been all facts. Come on now.
Yeah, that's right. You have been.
But you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Nobody's picked up on that.
Oh, I have.
Oh, shut up.
I did.
Oh, fine.
No, I agree 100%. I know
I
just didn't play the game because I'm thinking that maybe when are you going to switch? Because you're going to have to switch.
I noticed there was no alignment yesterday of everybody. Nobody else picked up on that.
No, because I thought is now when he's going to do it. Well, now next week you'll do it. What is that?
RJ Hawk joined us. Good morning, RJ. How
Siri?
Are you?
What up, guys? How are you?
Hey, I was going to say, Bass says hogs weird too. Hogs.
Yeah, you kind of have
like
what? A hog.
It's
like you're choking when you say it.
661-1037. Everybody call in right now. And folks, let's tell more stuff.
All you folks who want Apollo, you know what I say? RJ, look, my shoulders can handle it.
Well,
come on.
You know what?
Come on. Take it out on me.
Doesn't sound like it.
You know what? I actually like this segment. Let's beat up on Bass.
It is. It's you know what? It's beat the Bass.
It's beat the Bass.
A whole different deal.
Because when he does say hogs, he goes,
hogs.
Hogs.
And it's hogs.
And it's like he's got something when he's choking on that steak.
Hey.
It's like
I do want to say real quick, RJ's involved along with Chris Kane and others with the Touchdown Club, but they're sort of our two. They're the future of the club, RJ and Chris Kane. Of course, got Debbie Wineman, executive director. Got a ton of great volunteers. Ton of great sponsors, presenting sponsor.
We're trying to get more this year.
Is Simmons Bank. I'm going to read to you just a list real quickly
of
the people that have come. And, Roger, you've been at many of these meetings over the years. This is just – I'm just going to roll through this real quick. Going to run with them. These are ones that have come to Little Rock Touchdown Club. Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, Ray Lewis, Earl Campbell, Mean Joe Green, Tony Dorsett, Larry Zonka, Archie Manning, Eli Manning, Mike Singletary, Marcus Allen, Dan Hampton, Tim Brown, Randy White, Michael Irvin, Too Tall Jones, Jim McMahon, Archie Griffin, Cliff Harris, Steve Atwater, Leroy Jordan, Drew Pearson, Mel Renfro, Desmond Howard, Joe Theismann, Willie Rolfe, Mark May, Brian Bosworth, Danny Werfel, Darren McFadden, Keith Jackson, Aaron Taylor, Andre Ware, Robbie Bosco, Vince Young, Rocket Ismail, Gino Toretta, Greg McElroy, Joe Ferguson, Jay Barker, Bill Bates, Major Ogilvy, James Street, Bob McKay, Chris Doering. Coaches, Jimmy Johnson, Mike Ditka, John Gruden, Dan Reeve, John Robinson, Lou Holtz, Steve Spurrier, Bobby Bowden, Barry Switzer, Dave Wannstedt, Herm Edwards, Urban Meyer, Bob Stoops, Frank Brewels, Vince Dooley, Gene Stallings, Johnny Majors, Pat Dye, Bill Snyder, Mac Brown, Bill Curry, Howard Snellenberger, Lori Carr, Grant Taft, Frank Beamer, Mike Leach, Barry Alvarez, Charlie Weiss, Phil Fulmer, Tommy Tuberville, Mark Rick, R.C. Slocum, Gene Chizik, Gus Malzahn, Ed Orgeron, Butch Davis, Jackie Sherrill, Ken Hatfield, goes on and on.
It's pretty impressive.
That, I mean, that is that. So think about this. This will be the 22nd year. We average about 15 a pop. I mean, that is just nuts. 15 a year.
I'll never forget.
And that's not even all of them.
We were doing the banquet when it was over at the embassy, and Baz is up on the he's doing his spiel. I think he was about midway through the sponsors, and he goes, "Is that Mike Leach?" And
oh, that's
sees,
right.
And he sees that. Mike Leach. What he was supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
And just walking through the halls of the embassy.
Broadcast, Pat Summerall, Vernon Lundquist, Kirk Herbstreit, Paul Feinbaum, Tim Brando, Laura Rutledge, Holly Rowe, Marty Smith, Ryan McGee, Alyssa Lang, Dory Noka, Peter Burns, Dennis Dodd, Tony Barnhart, sports management, ownership, Stephen Jones, Cowboys, Charlotte Jones, Mike Slive, Greg Sankey, Jimmy Sexton, Kelly Finglass, Bob Tebow, dad of Tim Tebow, and Walt Coleman. That's not even talking about the Razorback players. Yeah. Barry Foster, Jonathan Weeks, Roland Sales, Mark Calcagni, Ron Calcagni, Barry Lunny Jr., Tony Jericho, Wayne Martin, Marcus Elliott, Jim Mabry. And wait a minute. You know, I don't know if we've had Ron Calcagni. We've had Mark. I don't know if we've had Ron.
You have not had Ron Calcagni as a speaker?
I'm almost positive we have. I think he was in a group setting.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You know what? Ron, I think Ron came to maybe one of the events. I know he got up and spoke after, like, Walt Coleman did.
I can't recall. Maybe one of the Southwest Conference inductees. Yeah, I don't know. Ed Orgeron, who made one of the famous lines of all time about what time and what door.
That's the first time I think we went.
Larry Lacewell, Sylvester Croom. Oh, my gosh. I'm just looking at all these. Anyway, here's the deal. This is the way I look at it, RJ and Raj. Me, it shows me that you can build something as good as anything in America here in Arkansas. You can win nationally in America if you have enough people. And you have the right teammates and you work hard at it. We built something pretty cool. It's really cool. And it takes all of it. You know what? And most of the speakers come in and go, when I walked in that room, it's the room too. It's the members that show up and the energy that's there. And everybody, when we do this sizzle reel, I send a sizzle reel to all of our potential speakers, about 5 minutes long. And it's all these names and they're all going, man, Little Rock was all, Ray Lewis. Yeah. Ray Lewis said, man, I've been to a lot of these before. This is off the chart. And I mean, and Jimmy Johnson, best organized group I've ever dealt with before. So anyway, I'm proud of the fact that it shows we can build something in Arkansas. Just because you're in Arkansas, you can be the best in America at what you do.
That's right.
So anyway, as I struggled to get the speakers for this year. Roger, that's a great point. We've done this with a Razorback football program that's not been at its best for the last 15 years.
That's
we started in 2004 with Houston, so we had some good years with Houston. But you're right, for the last 15 years, we've struggled with, I mean, three of the last eight seasons, we've been 2-8. Could you imagine if Arkansas was winning 8 or 10 games a year with a touchdown club? Not to say you can't.
I've tried.
I know. And not to say that has to be there, but it just adds a different, adds an excitement as you go on. You have, struggles. You remember who was the guy, the coach that says smile? What's his
John
name?
John L. Smith.
Remember when he said, we got to rally the state of Alabama?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? We've had some interesting. Remember, there was a guy that got up and started singing I don't know if you remember that. Started singing the national anthem in the middle of the touchdown club meeting one time.
What?
Yeah. Remember, we used to do Q&A. We used to have questions.
That was the best because Johnny from El Paso.
Somehow
he got the mic every time.
Remember what Feinbaum said? He goes, "Do you have a job?" If Feinbaum took a shot at George Macri's presenting sponsor.
Yeah. I mean,
anyway,
they always had a book to reference.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, memberships for the Touchdown Club go on sale next month.
That's right.
So if you'd like to get in on that, we will be also announcing the speakers in August. So,
Gotta go. 8 o'clock. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
A lot of talk.
Why do you have to talk like that?
And a lot more attitude.
You have a problem? Turn off your station.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bale. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bale Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side.